Well, I missed this when it happened, which doesn't often happen in my award-winning show prep.
Oh, slipped by you, did it?
This one did. But I just saw the video of the grizzly bear charging at the Kraken mascot.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, that happened. Was that a day or two ago?
Bro.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday's news.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, it's no good. It's right out.
So I don't know what they're doing. They're out in the middle of some river.
Yeah.
They're shooting a promo, I believe.
In the woods. And he's got a couple of, hangers on.
Yeah.
You know, the Kraken mascot, as Kraken mascot does.
It happens.
And he's got his head on, you know, the Kraken head. And dude, a grizzly bear from the other side of the river
just decides to take an interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is charging at him. Dude. And then the guy in the mascot uni kind of sees it. You can tell that he's like, let's get out of here. But then he can't really see him because he's got a mascot head on. Yeah.
Of all the outfits you could have,
yeah,
while a bear is kind of checking you out, I would think a big mascot head is about as bad as it gets. I don't even know, to be honest with you, what that... I didn't know that the Kraken...
Look like that?
Look like that.
Yeah, what even is that?
I don't know what that is. Because I mean,
is it a squid?
No, it doesn't...
Well, it kind of reminds me of like the Flyers thing where it's just gritty.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a thing.
It looks like a...
Philly Fanatic?
I don't even... Yeah, I don't know what that is. It just looks like an emoji that's kind of evil.
But it does... Because a Kraken is like a big giant sea monster. It doesn't...
No, it doesn't look like that at
all. It doesn't
look
like that.
AI says it's supposed to be a sea troll named Bowie.
Yeah, it looks like a troll.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what, the grizzly bear didn't like that.
A sea troll?
Nephew of the Fremont Troll, a famous Seattle sculpture.
Oh, boy. Dude, sometimes they really outthink the room. Why couldn't you just have a... Never mind.
Would him having that stupid head on help him against a grizzly bear? Because then maybe the grizzly would get that head off and just start going after that.
I think that
would
be the only thing is that maybe you hope it goes to the head and doesn't start clawing at you. But my guess is when that thing takes a swipe at that head, it's not good.
I think the head is what made it angry in the first place because it doesn't know maybe what it is. I would take the head off and throw it at that thing. Why do you need to keep the head on at that point? Head on a swivel.
I will tell you right now. If I saw because they've got some other bros and they're fly fishing. If I'm in that mascot and I'm getting paid 65, 70 grand a year, whatever that mascot gets paid, and someone's like, hey, what's the name of the mascot?
Bowie.
Bowie. Heads up. I'll tell you, at that point, all bets are off. F you, that mascot head. I don't get hazard pay for that. And I'm with Buck. I'm punting that thing at the bear, hoping that the bear just decides that.
Or
just
throw the fly fisherman at him.
Yeah. Tripping him.
Just shove him over.
Yeah. But they're
playing with fire. Like, they're way too close to that grizzly bear, dude.
Yeah. And the bear does seem interested in what they have going on.
Yes.
So.
He's like, this is my river.
I'd like to believe that some of those are professional Alaska guides, and so maybe they feel a little more, you know, comfortable around bears. But
they've got a trank gun with them.
Something, man, because that bear is certainly interested in what they have going on.
Just because you're comfortable doesn't mean you're in the right. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I don't care if you're like Bear Grylls. You should not be that close to that bear.
Probably not. That's not that's not a real recipe.
Now, that said,
it's not a recipe for success.
You probably shouldn't run and or turn and run.
No, they
right?
say that's like the worst thing.
Yeah, you're supposed to like slowly back away.
Slowly back away, or you're supposed to act big and make a lot of noise and let it know that you're not a predator. But you're not supposed to fight back against grizzlies, brown bears, black bears. You're supposed to fight back. Fighting back against brown bears is a no-go because you're not going to win. You're just gonna piss it off. At least it seems like kind of a smaller brown bear, so there's that.
Kinda, but it's charging pretty hard. Like, basically all that ends up happening, and they're really lucky, is that the bear just stopped.
Yeah.
Well, that bear was going to take his ass out.
Look, let's be honest. Someone needed to change their waders after that. Because something tells me the sea troll hadn't spent much time up in the Alaskan River.
Now, if that bear mauls the Kraken, you got to change the mascot?
Yeah, probably. Bowie, rest in peace.
Make it a grizzly?
Or you can lean into it and do bits all season where you're like, oh, you know, Bowie's getting better. He's on the mend. Will he be ready for the opener? Oh, he's ready for our big rivalry game. And do a whole thing about it.
Oh, God.
That's a rough go.
Marketing.
I will tell you that, and I don't know if you can't like, maybe you can't do this because it's like an NHL team, but like, I grew up fishing in those rivers, and I can assure you at no point did we go into any of those rivers where my dad did not have a hand cannon on a shoulder harness. That wasn't one of those that you like kept on the hip. No, the old man Sukanik had a 357 and he had a 44, and one of those was strapped to him at all times. He also brought a flare gun and bear mace. My dad didn't mess around. I was a little surprised that no one up there, no one had anything.
Or maybe they didn't. We just didn't.
They
see
probably
it.
And that's why I was wondering if maybe someone, that when the bear turned around, there might have been an off camera of someone firing a couple warning shots up in the air, telling the bear that yeah, we're good here.
Meanwhile, all the salmon are rooting on the bear. They're like, yeah, get him.
Take that some bitch
for
out
for once. Anyway, that, I just caught that.
That may be the end of mascot fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what bit they were trying to do.
Or at least promo shooting in Alaska.
Yeah.
Can they make that part of the promo?
They got some footage.
They got it on film.
Where Bowie buoys his pants at the side of that. I don't know what river they're at, but you know, you do. When you're up there, you do. And I've never been like, I've never had a bear charge at me, but you certainly see him across the river, but for the most part, you give them a healthy space and, you know, you let them know, you know, just you're not any sort of threat. Most of the time people get mauled. It's you either come across a bear that's killed something or you turn a corner and you run into a mom and the cubs and then mom decides that.
Then you pick up a cub and run. Is that a good idea?
That's probably not the best of ideas.
Shove down your friend.
Or you get some idiot that wants to get close to him because he thinks they're majestic. And you're like, yeah, it's not the best of ideas.
They're smelly. You don't want to get close to them. They got bad breath, man.
Yeah, I'm not interested in, like I said, I've been close, not close enough, and that's good for me.
Well, we've blown through the segment. So up next, why George Kittle is distraught. Hmm. We're all distraught.
Yeah. What kind of world are we living in where this...
No kidding. Where are our freedoms going?
What are the troops even fighting for?
Here's Buck with SportsCenter.